Ko pānorai hia tūnei mai te reo rirangi te hiku o te kātāku keirungo te waia. Te rangatira nei ko Mike Smith. Nō reira e te whanau ngai Mike. Kia ora anora.
Ai, tēnā koe e pā.
Kia kore i te wāhi ngaro e hoai wale wale ngā ka mihi kia rātou ko ngaro i te tirohanga kanui. He taurahere ngā kapua te arahi koe tanga o te maha o rātou i runga o ngā pūwhero tanga o ngā kapua. Mai a tamanui te rā, nō reira, kamihi, kahotu, Māori o rara.
Ai, he whakaro aroha atu kia rātou, kia tātou hoki, inautangi atu, tangi mai.
Ai, kia ora anuna. Ka hui hui te kāwai wairua, nā reira, e Mike, e hoa, I've been trying to get hold of you for a little while. I didn't know ko a koe yet, taken gone bush. E gari, karongau yāk when you gave me a ring, e hoa, kia ora anuna. E mihi ana, you're able to come on air again. We got kōrero here that needs to be have some sort of clarification. Pea me pera te kōrero e hoa. Nō reira, e pehana.
Oh, no, kei te pai. You know, he rā no, so, you know, kei te mahi tonu.
Ai, kia ora rā, kia ora. Ngā tui tō haerenga to where you've gone bush for a while, ka hoki mai e hoa, because you're the chairman of our border control mō Te Uru Tāme Wera Katoatu. We were quite concerned at te rangatira e Mike when we started getting kōrero even on from media and also on our pauaka whakaata on TV and that from Germany to do with our vaccination, or not our vaccination, but to do with the vaccination they were using that was causing a hemorrhaging and also blood clotting, and they went and shut their immunised program down. Ki tōku rongo e hoa, a lot of our rongoa actually come from the scientific research via Germany. E tika te rā kōrero?
Well, you know, that's when you hear reporting like that, you know, it's got to be of concern, so I understand people's concern. So I did a bit of fact-checking and had a look into it. And what we found is that there's an institute called the Paul Ehrlich Institute, which is in charge of the vaccination in Germany. And it's been looking into 113 reported deaths in that country. And in all those cases, those that who died were aged 46 to 100 years old. And they died between 1 hour and 19 days after receiving the vaccination. So that sounds pretty concerning on the face of it, but when you break it down and look at what were the causes of that, of those 113, 20 died as a result of the COVID-19 infection itself. So they already had the infection, and so that's what killed them, not the vaccination. But they certainly died not long after getting the vaccination, but it wasn't the vaccination that killed them, it was actually COVID. So 19 of them didn't have the full vaccination protection, you know, because there's the vaccination they're getting, they have two doses, so they got sick in between the first and the second, and that's what killed them. So 43 people died as a result of pre-existing conditions or other infections. You know, like myself, I'm dying of diabetes, not quickly, but, you know, it's what's going to kill me. And I know that. So if I got a vaccination tomorrow and died of diabetes next week, it wouldn't be the vaccination's fault. It would be my fault from drinking all of that Coca-Cola back in the days. So there you go. So 43 people died as a result of those pre-existing conditions. So based on that data, you know, they have to assume that the patients died of their underlying diseases. It was just coincidental with the timing of the vaccination. So they were very seriously ill patients with many underlying diseases. So that's in Germany, but also in Italy, you know, they halted the AstraZeneca vaccination because, you know, a person died around Turin, a town in the north of Italy. And immediately the country, the government ordered an immediate suspension of the vaccination while they probed into the death of that person who died. And the government said that the decision was precautionary, and the Luigi Genesio, ex Kaidi, who's the head of the Regional Health Services, said it was an act of extreme prudence, you know, that while they verified that there was a connection. But what they found out that there had been no critical issues with the administration of the vaccine to date. But what that tells us is that, you know, in the case of Italy and a lot of the other countries, they're being extremely vigilant. They're being extremely cautious. As soon as anybody passes away, they immediately suspend what they're doing and they look into it and they find out what the underlying causes are. Same with in Austria. There was a nurse that died after getting the vaccination. 49-year-old nurse died from a bleeding disorder after receiving her vaccination. And so they ordered all that batch of the AstraZeneca vaccine in question to be discarded. And then they subsequently felt that there was no causal link between the vaccination and the death. So what we think is happening is that there's a certain amount of sensational reporting, you know, because headlines sell papers. And if your headline says, you know, nurse dies of coronavirus vaccination, people are going to jump on that and they'll pick it up. And it'll sell papers. And then later on in the story, they say, you know, actually, they looked into it and there was no link. But that's the small print, not the big print. So that's a problem. What we can see from what's happening is that there's a high level of vigilance happening. You know, that these seems like these various governments are not taking any risk of very seriously by shutting down the vaccination programs and in some cases, destroying those batches. And the other thing to think about is scale. You know, there's 360 million vaccinations have been administered in more than 120 countries, according to Bloomberg's Global Vaccination Tracker. That's about 9.25 million doses per day. And that's huge. You know, 9 million doses are being administered a day. So obviously some people are naturally going to die during and around the time of vaccination, just because, you know, your number's up and that was going to happen whether or not you got the vaccination or not. And, in, you know, 9 million doses a day. So if we were getting hundreds of people getting sick, you know, or thousands of people getting sick, you know, it would be something to be really concerned about, obviously. But I think it's just the law of averages that some people are going to pass away either by natural causes or by, you know, the underlying health issues. But what I'd say, if people are concerned, go to the Ministry of Health website or talk to your doctor or your homeowner centre because we've got to be able to trust the professionals like we do when we get on a plane. There, you trust the pilot, right? When you get on a plane, you trust the pilot because if she didn't know what she was doing, they wouldn't give her a plane. So there's systems in place to make sure that whoever's doing those important things for us, you know, that we're in safe hands. And we've got to be able to trust that. Otherwise, we wouldn't catch planes. We wouldn't do a whole lot of things. We couldn't trust the professionals. And the other thing is, you know, not to spread rumours. There's lots of people with you know, hidden agendas and things that want to spread fear around the place and to support their particular beliefs in that. So the thing is not to spread rumours. You know, we've got to be alert and we've got to be, you know, critical. We can't just accept everything that we've been told, I suppose. But, you know, we can do fact-checking and we can get professional advice. I'd rather listen to the doctor than, you know, my next door neighbour when it comes to things like this, you know what I mean?
Kia ora, hon. Kia ora, rā. Kia ora.
Yeah.
Ai, no reira, te whanau ngā e mihi ana mō e ngā kōrero whakahohonu teitei whānuinga mai e pāpāna ki wetahi e te huringa o te ao, engari e ha kē ngā kōrero tika, ngā kōrero marama. You know, acknowledging the research that you've also done because of the conversation you and I had that was going to take place this morning. We had a prior, so you went there and you bought the information there that that everybody is listening to right now. And there's another thing that makes me wonder, Yeah, Mike, you know, we've had our own little maiwiwis that been around, you know, see like TB, chicken pox, and we a katoa atu. You and I grew up with those, you know, and we never actually saw it as a maiwiwi. It was, we all knew that we were going to get it at one point or another. It was only time. And our tupuna, our whaia, you know, our whānau knew when that turned up, what to do, how to address that, how to isolate it. Of course, they knew it was contagious. But I mean, you know, we lived with that. The other program they got out on the Pauaka Whakaata now, they're really pushing is the vaccination for measles, which is, you know, e māwiwi tawhito, a vaccination for measles, and they said it's 8 times more contagious than COVID-19. However, te mea ke e te rangatira ai Mike, I don't remember anybody dying from measles. Engari, around the world, the people that are dying from COVID, by what I understand what COVID is, it's pneumonia, bronchitis, and the flu all at once, straight in the lungs. If you live through that, okay, you've actually beaten COVID, but what it leaves behind, by what I've seen and encountered, the ones that have come through COVID, they have ended up with emphysema. You know, through the amount of damage that's happened to their lungs, that's what they've actually, people that have never smoked, health fanatics that have gotten COVID and, you know, gotten better, gotten out of it, but that's what now they have for the rest of their lives, which is emphysema. E hoa ko tēnā te māwiwi that came with people with excessive smoking, you know, and wera mea katoa. So, you know, let's be real about this, you know, is that if you get COVID, to my way of saying, knowing if you live through it, you're going to live with emphysema, probably dragging around an oxygen bottle for the rest of your life, with what quality of life you've got left. Ko te hai hoa, you know, they've already put that thing through Parliament, that bill, that euthanasia bill. You know, tera, if you're not happy with your quality of life or your family's not happy, you can ask for them to be put to sleep. You know, that's already in there, but knowing the outcome of the people that have come through COVID and the māwiwi they are now left with. So, and Mike, you know, which is actually for us, ko teha ke te mea tika, which would be a better choice for a healthier way of life, to take the vaccination and live through COVID and end up with emphysema, or, you know, when COVID hits, let it take its place, you know, ko mate tēnā, you know, I'm just talking about the quality of life e hoa before and after. E hawa whakaro?
Well, whakaro tika e pā, you know, like our old people knew, we didn't have an illness system like our Pākehā whanaunga. Their system is based on illness. You get sick, they try to fix it. But you tōku nei titiro, and te ao Māori, we had a health system where you try not to get sick in the first place. And so you live a clean life, you eat the good food, you don't smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol, or, you know, you take a rongoā, not to fix up your problems, but to keep you strong, you know. And so you do it the other way around. And so I think that's a good starting point is, you know, if you don't want to get emphysema, well, don't wait for COVID to give it to you. Don't smoke cigarettes. You know, if you don't want to end up in a mental health unit, don't smoke pee. You know, so there's all these sorts of things that we can do ourselves. And we, you know, you are the rangatira of your own self, your own body. So it's up to you to decide what you do with your body. If you want to abuse it, well, then you're going to lose it. If you want to look after it, well, then you have that quality of life that you're talking about. But when it comes to, like, you know, when you talked about the measles and that, you know, what happened in Samoa, was it last year? You know, you had that situation where they had vaccinated the population And there was just a small handful of people that said, no, we don't want that. And so they didn't. And then some time later, the measles turned up there. And it spread, you know, right through that community that didn't take the vaccination. And it killed 83 people. And a lot of them were young children. And it was, you know, tragic because they didn't need to die. They had that opportunity to protect themselves, and they didn't need to. But the ones that had protected themselves, they were okay. But I suppose you'll get that, Pa. You know, we can't, you know, there'll always be people that don't want to do things and that do want to smoke cigarettes and that do want to take drugs and all those types of things. There's always going to be those that want to do that. And I suppose, what can you do apart from advise them not to? You know, try and show them a better way. I don't believe in locking people up for making silly mistakes like that. I think it's just a question of, you know, you've got to understand what you're doing, you know, and have a better understanding. Mm-hmm. And look at why are people so sad that they can't live with the world like it is, you know, without having to change their ahuatanga through drugs. And so... quite often there's underlying problems, you know, it might be some problems in the family or just, you know, it's hard on our people. There's a lot of poverty and the rents are high and the jobs are low and the pay's low and there's not enough kai to go around. So I think, we got to look to the past and how we stick together as a whānau and support each other. I've heard one of our whānau is having regular hangis down at the skateboard park. You know, he fundraises and goes and digs a hole down in the middle of the skateboard park and puts on the hangi in kaitaia for all the young people that hang around that park. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I forget his name. It might be one of the Harrises, I think. But track him down, Pa. It would be interesting to hear what his whakaaro is and why he's doing that, you know. I think we understand why he's doing that. You know, Kia ora. And he whakaaro tēnō hōhunu, tēnō pai te manaakitanga me te toha kai. Lovely sort of things like that. So, I mean, COVID has brought out the best in us in some ways. You know, I know I had the oversight over what was happening around the motu with the iwi when the COVID first hit. And gee, you know, part there were pots banging on marae from one end of the country to the other. People mobilised, and all of a sudden they're sending out food parcels and all that sort of thing. And so that was wonderful to see. But we've got to keep that up. You know, why can't we do that all the time? And then I think that might reduce some of the stress on people. That'll improve their outlook on life. Maybe they're less likely to want to self-medicate through drugs and alcohol. And just take that kind of pressure off, you know. So I think that's we know how to do that. Once Māori, experts are doing that when there's a tangi or something like that. So we just got to practice that manaakitanga, that aroha every day, I reckon.
Ai, kia ora hoa. E runga tonei tēnā, support that wholeheartedly. That's the way we're brought up, and that's the way we will lead this world. When our turn comes, is, you know, aroha, manaaki, tautoko, we got it for free, and we do hand it on exactly the same way. We just pay it forward the same way we got it. Nō reira, Mike, you know, Haliana, you took time, you know, to actually give us a lot of clarification about the whakatūpato to do with the COVID-19 and the immunisations. Anyway, e hoa, ngā mihi mō tēnā. You went bush for a while. I didn't know which bush, where bush, or where you had gone, made me wonder. You were, only took the line of Tane, went back down into Papa Tuinuku to where we all came from, the kōrero says. Nō reira hoa, can you put a bit of light on where you went bush and e ha te kaupapa?
Oh, okay, so the last couple of days we've been out in Kaipara, when you say bush, we've been out in the pine trees. And of course, you know, as you know, when you get into the pine trees, there's no good cell phone coverage in there. But we've been out there doing a bit of coverage, a bit of work on planning for our climate change mahi. And so a team of us went out there and we've just been in the wānanga. And yeah, prior to that, I go to bed really early. You know, I go to bed about 6 o'clock, and then I wake up again at probably about 3 a.m. and then I do about 3 or 4 hours work, and then sometimes I fall asleep again at about 7, and then I wake up again at 8 or 9, and then I'm away again. So I'm an old fella now. So what I've noticed, when you get old, you get these crazy sleep patterns. But it's good. I like waking. I like going to bed early, and I like waking up at about 3 o'clock because you can. It's quiet, and the phone's not ringing, and people aren't banging on your door, so you can get a bit of mahi in, you know, maybe 3 or 4 hours early in the morning. And then, but yes, as I say, sometimes because I'm up, I'm poor again now, you know, I'll be working away on my computer, and next minute, you know, I'm wearing off. But yeah, if you can't get hold of me, sometimes you just have to ring louder.
Ah, kia ora hoa. You know, I can hear that kōrero you're saying. You know, you're old now. Ko tēnā e whakaaro Pākehā. We never get older, hoa. We only get older by the day. It's like a beautiful bottle of wine. It matures by time. You know, and I reira, ka haere mai te mātauranga, mai I reira, ka haere mai ngā whakaaro rongonui, mai I reira, ka haere mai te tirohanga angamua, māmā noiho ngā kōrero. You know, what comes with, you know, what comes with as we get older and as we mature more, you know, our minds are not as fast as the younger ones, but our minds are broader, and we have an overview. We see things from above, below, around the side, from the inside out. We are able to see all those views and analyze them all at the same time. That is the one of the gifts that comes where the era you and I are walking into and a part of, where Papa Anukima, they call that place home. Kia taua yane, you and I are having a holiday walking into where a place they used to go home. You know, where they go home to, and a lot of people can only go there when they actually go to sleep. Ka moemoea, you and I walk in that world now.
Oh, no, you're so true, you know, and it's beautiful, you know, all those people that you talk of, all the ones come to visit you, or your old friends and your family that you haven't seen, you know, that have gone to the other side, to Rarohenga, and so, yeah, it's nice to be in that space and, you know, to feel the presence of those.
Absolutely.
They're still lurking around in our mind, and when you go to sleep, they come to life again, and, yeah, no, it's beautiful.
You know, tēnā pēnā iawe meana, tāwe meana, they are lurking in our minds. They are not in our minds, e hoa, they're in our DNA. Kei roto I o taua toto, a rātou, and nā puta tō taua aroha ki a rātou, ko puta mai, it comes out of us by doing strange things like you look in the mirror, you smile the way they do, or when you start quoting kōrero, you are actually an extension. You are the vessel, but the kōrero is there, so they're coming through you to share this kōrero. That is the era you and I are now living in, Nehoa, ko te nohonga o te kauairunga is the world of the upper heavens.
Te ao māra mai, hoa. Yeah, no? So quite often, you know, when I go to a tangi and then talking to the whānau pane, and I say, you know, your mum and your dad, they're still here because they're you. And for all those reasons that you say, you know, I can see them in you. Aye. And so then they're never really gone. You just carry that momo through into the future, eh?
So, aye, kia ora.
So don't be like totally sad, you know. You can be sad, but at least you've got that comforting thought that person is still part of them. And you know, that's the beautiful thing when it comes to your mum and dad dying. Well, you know, you're both half of them, right?
Aida.
And you're a product of their love.
Absolutely. And the thing is, they have moved on to the other side, you know, with where the vessel they were given is starting to break down. The computer that was put in there to hold all those whakaaro, you know, is starting to get wairangi, starting to go here, there, everywhere. So that means it's time for that waka. Now, to put that waka to rest.
Yeah.
And that waka then inherits you. Every time you look in the mirror, who's staring back at you? That's right, your mum, your dad, because it was their DNA where you and I are here today. So never forget, you know, always remember them, love them by sharing their kōrero with your tamariki mokopira, mokopuna, which are their mokos, mokomokos, e ngā kai kōrero moa pōpō ke ake nei. Nō reira, e te rangatira e Mike, e mihi anai hoa, anō ke a koe, mihi mai ki te hau kāinga.
Hai, well, tēnā koe, mega mihi atu kia koutou, e hakarongo mai nei ki tēnei teihana i te ata nei, he mihi nunui atu, kia koe e pā, kia tātou hoki.
Kia ora hoa, kia pai tō rā Māori Aurara. Karo mai koutou, tērā ko Mike Smith, me ana kōrero anō, e pāpāna ki ngā weroero tanga immunisation mō te uru tā, ngari mai reira ka here maua ki wāhi ke atu, ka mahara maroto ngā whakaro o te kuia haere, kaumātua haere ngā o te tangata, ka tata haere atu ki rarohinga, e ngari ka whakauru ke atu ki te noho ngā o rātou, anō rei te aroaro o ihoa anei ki te nohonga o te kauwairunga. Ko pāno me tāna manuhiri, tērā ko Mike Smith, Māori Aurara.